I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's deep and it's cold, but Siberia's Lake Baikal is one of the world's great natural treasures. The lake also faces a long list of environmental challenges. And now a local group that advocates for the lake's protection is facing a possible shutdown at the hands of the Russian government. We have our own in-house expert on Lake Baikal. He's Peter Thompson, the world's environment editor and the author of Sacred Sea, A Journey to Lake Baikal.
Last year, Russia adopted a law that requires any NGO that gets funding from outside of the country and that also engages in political activity to register as a foreign agent, which in a place like Russia, with a long history of distrust of outsiders, can be tantamount to being branded a spy. Mm. So it's taking a while for this law to ripple all the way through Russian society. But a few weeks ago, in the Siberian city of Irkutsk, a court ordered a group called Baikal Environmental Wave to register as a foreign agent because it says the group meets those two criteria. They get money from outside the country and they engage, according to the court, in political activity.
And I gather the group says it will not do that. It will not register as a foreign agent.
Right. And I spoke by Skype with one of the group's two leaders. Her name is Jenny Sutton. She's a Brit who's lived in Irkutsk near Lake Baikal for almost 40 years and is a Russian citizen. She told me that Baikal Environmental Wave won't register for a couple of very plain reasons.
First and foremost, registering would be a lie. Secondly, it would destroy one's image with the general public.
Because, like I said, being called a foreign agent in Russia can put one in an untenable, if not outright dangerous position.
Right. So remind us about Lake Baikal. What is it that the Environmental Wave is trying to protect there?
Well, it's an amazing place that would probably be known around the world if it were in a place like the United States. It's the oldest and deepest lake on Earth. It's more than a mile deep.
Wow.
It's the largest lake in the world by volume. It's got roughly a fifth of the world's liquid fresh water in it, which is the same amount as all of North America's Great Lakes combined. It's home to more than 1,000 animals and plants that exist nowhere else on Earth. It's also just incredibly beautiful.
All right. You've made a very convincing pitch to visit Lake Baikal, which you've actually done twice and ended up writing a book about it and some of its biggest environmental challenges. So what are those threats that this group, Baikal Environmental Wave, has been fighting against?
Well, there were two big ones that ultimately Baikal Wave was actually able to help defeat. One was a huge oil pipeline that would have gone through the Baikal watershed and very close to the lake itself. A lot of pressure from Baikal Wave and others helped reroute that a few years back. And then there's been this huge and very nasty paper mill right on the shores of the lake that's been dumping PCBs and other pollutants into Baikal for decades. The wave was involved in a long and torturous fight to close that factory, and after a lot of back and forth for years, it does seem to have finally shut down for good. But of course, there are still more threats. Among them are mining in the lake's watershed, illegal logging, pollution from tourism and second home development around the lake. And while there are strong laws in the books about protecting Baikal, they're generally ignored.
So they don't want to be foreign agents. What about getting local money? Could Baikal Environmental Wave get by without the support of outside funders and focus on local funding?
I asked Jenny Sutton about that, and the short answer is no. Here's what she said.
There is no tradition in Russia of public support for NGOs. Even Greenpeace, that has got a whole group of people working entirely on fundraising, can only raise something like 10 or 12% of its budget.
All right, Peter, so what's going to happen to Jenny Sutton and her group Baikal Environmental Wave?
Well, she tells me that they're going to appeal the court ruling that they must register as a foreign agent, but that they'll probably lose and that ultimately they'll probably be faced with big fines that they just won't be able to pay, and so they'll have to close. And if that happens, at least for now, Baikal will be left without any significant domestic citizens group fighting for its protection.
The World's Environment Editor, Peter Thompson, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.